So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Not supposed to get credit.
Mr. Douglas?
Oh, yeah, Ed, what's up?
Mr. Douglas, are you going into Drucker's store?
Well, I was... Would you say that again?
I said, are you going into Drucker's store?
Ed, what's the matter with you? Your lips move, and then I hear your voice.
Oh, that. Is that any better, Mr. Douglas?
No. Now I hear what you're saying, and then your lips move.
Oh. How's that? Am I synchronized?
Yeah, but how?
I don't know. Must be something in the air around here. Sometimes I have to bang for half an hour to get myself adjusted. Then I talk all right, but I get terrible headaches.
Yeah.
You didn't answer my question.
What question?
Are you going into Drucker's... Oops. Are you going into Drucker's store?
Why?
I need a bottle of aspirin.
This is like living in the Twilight Zone.
Oliver.
What?
Where are you going?
Into Drucker's.
What for?
For one thing, to get the mail.
What's the other thing?
I'm going in to pick up some aspirin for Eb. And to get a present.
For whom?
It's a surprise.
Well, if you want to know any sizes, why don't you call me? My number is Hootersville 631.
Yes, I know your number. I just can't remember your name.
Oliver!
Okay, Oliver. I'll call you if I need you.
Here you are, Mr. Douglas.
Special delivery.
Yeah, it came 3 days ago.
Why didn't you send it out to my farm?
Well, I couldn't find anybody who was going out that way.
Well, that's no reason not to...
Who's it from?
Haney, it's none of your business.
Is a letter addressed to you, Sam?
No.
Then it's up to Mr. Douglas to tell me it's none of my business.
Well, it isn't.
Well, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you, Mr.
Ain't you gonna open it? Yes.
Sam, ain't we gonna finish the game? In a minute, Fred. Anything else I can do for you, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, yes, yes. I want to buy an anniversary present.
Oh, how long you been married?
It's not a wedding anniversary. No, it's just a year ago that Mrs. Douglas and I...
Paid off your washing machine?
No.
I know. It's the anniversary of the day that your mother-in-law moved out.
No, it's... we're celebrating our first year here on the farm.
Has it been a year since I let you talk me into selling you that beautiful junior executive type estate?
Estate? Ain't you gonna open your letter? Oh, yes.
What kind of present did you have in mind for Mrs. Douglas?
Oh, I don't know. Something nice.
Oh, well, then you're wasting your time in here. Now, if you'll just step outside to my truck, I've got the nicest assortment.
Just a minute, Haney. Mr. Douglas came in here to buy something.
Well, you ain't got nothing he likes.
Well, how do you know he hasn't seen anything yet?
Well, if he don't see nothing on my truck, you can have it.
Haney, wouldn't you...
Will you stop pulling me? Yeah. Let him open his letter.
Oh, the letter. How about some genuine French perfume from France? It's called Bonne Nuit. That means good night.
Oh, say, that's... Yes, I'd like to look at that.
I'll have to draw some out of the barrel.
Don't bother.
Now's your chance to read your letter.
Oh.
Can I have the stamp?
Yes, of course.
Hey, this letter's from Washington, D.C. What's that there D.C. stand for?
Department of Congress.
Oh. I knew it had something to do with the government.
Here you are, Mr. Douglas, direct from Paris. $2.50 a gallon, plus a 10-cent deposit on the jug.
I got the same thing on my truck for $1.95. Mine comes in a no-deposit, no-return jug.
Haney, will you quit coming in here and infringing on my sales?
Sam, I ain't infringing. I'm just trying to keep you out of jail.
Jail?
Yes. If I wasn't around to compete with you, you could be considered a monopoly. Ain't that right, Mr. Douglas?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Doggone, there must have been something important in that letter.
Maybe he was drafted.
Oh, no. He's a type that enlists.
Well, he forgot all about his anniversary present.
Yeah, that letter must have shook him up.
Let me see that envelope. Wingate and Wingate, attorneys at law, D.C. Well, now we know.
We know what?
Mr. Douglas is a tax dodger.
Came special delivery from Brad Wingate.
Hi, Smyrna.
Who's Myrna?
Brad's wife.
Brad Wingate is married to Carol.
Then who is Myrna?
That's Toby Tyler's sister.
Then why is Brad writing about her?
No, he's right. Brad...
Oh, now I remember. Brad is married to Carol.
That's right.
How is she?
Lisa! This is a business letter. Brad Wingate wants to know if I want to come to Washington to become a senior partner in his law firm.
I don't see why you are yelling at me. I always been very nice to Carol.
Look, I have to discuss this with you. I've got to make a decision whether to stay here or to go to Washington.
I don't see what there is to discuss. You moved out here to get away from the rat race in New York.
Yes, but this offer is from Washington.
Don't they have any rat races there?
Only every other Sunday.
I'm a little confused.
You're a little confused?
Why, that wasn't necessary. What I don't understand is that when we lived in New York, you wanted to get away to a farm. Now we are here and you want to move back, but to another city.
No, I don't necessarily want to move back. But Brad's firm tries many cases before the Supreme Court, and that's the kind of law I've always wanted to practice.
I thought you wanted to be a farmer.
I do, but I miss practicing law.
Well, then why don't you?
I'd like to, but ever since I've been here, I've only had two cases.
Oliver, whatever you want to do is all right with me. If you want to go to Washington, I go. Even though it means leaving all of this.
Lisa.
If you want to stay, I stay. Because I remember what the minister said when I married you. He said it was for better or worse, in sickness and poorness, in health and happiness. And with the power investigated in me by the state of New York, I now denounce you man and wife, and you may kiss the bride. That will be $2, please.
Put it on my bill.
Turn that TV down. That's better. That Arnold, if he'd spend as much time doing his homework as he does watching TV.
Well, old pigs are that way.
You know, Mrs. Douglas, I just can't understand why you're thinking of moving. I thought Mr. Douglas loved the farm.
Well, he does, but you see, he studied for such a long time to be a lawyer, and he misses it.
Well, why don't he hang his shingle out here?
He did, but nobody noticed it.
How do you feel about going?
Well, it's not up to me, it's up to him.
I sure hope you stay. I love it when you drop over here of an afternoon for coffee and girl talk.
Thank you.
Fred likes it, too. When he gets home after you've been here, he always says how nice the place smells.
Sure smells good. Mrs. Douglas been here?
Yeah. Maybe for the last time.
What do you mean?
Well, Mr. Douglas is thinking of moving to Washington. And it's all your fault.
My fault? What did I do?
Nothing. That's the trouble. All you think about is yourself and your pigs. What do you care if he sits around the house all day brooding about the fact that he hasn't got any law cases? If I was him, I'd leave town, too.
Well, I sure wish you was him.
Now, look here, Fred Ziffel. They're the nicest neighbors we ever had, and I want them to stay.
Well, so do I.
Then we gotta do something about it.
Like what?
You want a divorce?
That's right.
Yeah, and we want you to handle the case for us.
Well, Mrs. Ziffel... Even if I wanted to, I couldn't handle the case for both of you.
Well, then handle it for Doris.
I couldn't represent her against you. You're my friend.
Oh, okay, then represent him against me. Anything that'll make you happy, Mr. Douglas.
Make me... Look, I'm not going to be happy either. Why do you want a divorce?
Well, it's the only thing we could think of.
What?
Well, you see, what Fred means is... It's the only thing we could think of to keep our marriage together.
That doesn't make any sense.
Neither does our marriage.
Fred, you're asking for the real thing.
Look, folks, divorce is a very serious thing. Why don't you go home and reason this thing out?
Supposing we can't.
Well, then you'll have to get another attorney. I never handle divorce cases.
Don't do anything rash, Mr. Douglas. We'll be back with something. Now, you want to keep Mr. Douglas in town, don't you?
Well, sure.
Well, then somebody's got to find something to sue somebody about.
Doris, this just ain't a sue in town.
Well, it better be. Now, come on, speak up. Who's going to sue who about what?
Well, I could sue you and Fred.
For what?
Well, you ain't paid anything in your bill in the last year and a half.
Now, that's a real nice thing to bring up when we're trying to help Mr. Douglas.
It was the only thing I could think of.
Fred, can't you think of something?
No, the divorce suits me fine.
Say, I saw something on TV last night that just might work. These two ranchers was suing each other because one feller claimed that the other feller's fence was on his property.
That's it.
No, that's not it. That's just the beginning.
That's all we need. Newt, you're going to sue Fred because his fence is on your land.
Well, my fence ain't on his land.
It will be after you move it.
You want to sue Mr. Ziffel? Yeah. His fence is on my property.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I helped him move it there.
Why did you do that?
So I could sue him.
Well, if you help him move it, how do you expect to sue him?
Well, I thought you'd know. You're a lawyer, ain't you?
You don't need a lawyer. All you need to do is help him move the fence back.
Do you do that kind of legal work?
No.
Oh. Well, don't go away. Somebody will be right back.
Lisa, did you mention that Washington offer I had from Brad Wingate to anyone?
From whom?
Carol's husband.
But I thought she was married.
Did you mention it to anyone?
Why should I? Doesn't he know who he's married to?
Lisa, don't you see what these people are trying to do? They're coming to me with these trumped-up law cases in order to get me to stay here. That's the nicest thing that's ever happened to me. I wouldn't trade that kind of friendship for any Washington offer.
That's nice.
But you're the real surprise.
What did I do?
Well, not once did you say, let's go to Washington. You never tried to influence my decision. Lisa, is it possible you prefer to stay here?
Only if you put something in my coffee.
Well, why didn't you try to nag me into going?
Well, what will be the use? We go back to Washington, then pretty soon you say, let's get out of the city and buy a farm. Then you buy another place, and it might be worse than this is. Darling, why don't you write Brad and tell him you're not going to Washington?
You're a wonderful wife.
And while you write to him, be sure to tell him to give my love to Myrna.
He's married to Carol.
That is another reason we can't go back there. Nobody can remember who they married to.
Gentlemen, I have just written a letter to Mr. Brad Wingate telling him why I am not going to Washington.
Well, we sure are glad to hear that, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you.
Yeah, glad to know you're going to stick around a while.
Me too.
Thank you.
Can I read the letter?
No. Will you be sure this is sent right out, please?
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, would you like to know why I have decided to stay here?
Now, if we say why, is this going to lead into one of them long-winded speeches of yours?
This is not a speech. I just wanted to say that I appreciate all that you've done to try to get me to stay here. I've always said that the American farmer is a true human being. He's a man who works hard from sunup to sundown. His hands are calloused, but his heart is soft.
Yeah, but his head ain't. I thought you said this wasn't going to be one of those speeches.
I just wanted to say that your warmth, your friendship, your neighborliness has proven to me something I've always known.
What's that?
You don't have to ask him. He'll tell you.
Well, I have always known that this great compassion, this deep feeling that you have for one another, is the real reason that the American farmer is the backbone of our country.
Are you through?
Must be. His lips ain't moving.
Don't pay any attention to them, Mr. Douglas. They're just embarrassed because of all the nice things you said about them.
Well, anyway, I meant every word of it. And I want to thank you again very much.
He sure is a nice fella.
Yeah, if he just wouldn't make them doggone long-winded speeches.
Well, till he started making them, we never knew we was the backbone of America.
Hey, did you hear about Mr. Douglas? Yeah, he just told me. We sure are glad.
Yeah, so am I. But don't it strike you as just a mite suspicious?
What?
Well, don't it seem strange that he'd give up a big job in Washington to stay here?
Yeah, it is strange.
Oh, Haney.
Do you know how much money he made in farming last year? $16.42. Yet you've seen that big car he drives, them jewels his wife has. You can't buy them for $16.42.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I wonder what he's got going for him on that farm.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kimball.
Mr. Douglas, I'm here to tell you that your little game is up.
My game?
You think you can pull the wool over the eyes of the American farmer's backbone with those 8-minute speeches? You're badly mistaken.
But, Mr. Kimball, would you mind telling me...
All the time that we were thinking up lawsuits to get you to stay, you were pretending to be a bad farmer to cover up your real activities. Well, you didn't fool me. I knew you were a bad farmer.
Mr. Kimball, what activities are you talking about?
Shall we start with counterfeiting?
Counterfeiting?
Where do you keep the presses?
What presses?
Don't try to brazen it out with me, because it won't do you any good. I don't brazen.
Mr. Kimball.
I've seen some of those dollar bills you make, and they're not very good.
Have you been drinking your soil testing solution?
How many wetbacks you got in the barn?
Wetbacks?
Well, I must say that you almost took us all in. Well, you couldn't have taken us all in. You don't have enough room. But it was pretty clever the way you wrote yourself that letter from Washington, getting us to beg you to stay, when you had no intentions of leaving your still.
Now I've got a still, have I?
Yeah, between counterfeiting, running wetbacks, and bootlegging booze, no wonder you can afford to live in a place like this. Buy your wife diamonds and furs and 250 jugs of perfume.
I didn't buy her the perfume.
Very clever. What did you hope to accomplish by that?
Mr. Kimball, I'm going to count to three, and if you're not off of my property...
Mr. Douglas?
Mr. Douglas?
What's the matter?
Didn't you hear the phone?
No, I was talking to this...
There was a call for you from Washington, and when I said you weren't here, The woman said for you to call operator 235.
Thank you.
Operator 235? Oh, Mr. Douglas, forgive me. Now I understand.
You do?
Operator 235 in Washington. So that's it. You're a CIA agent.
He is?
235. What's your number? No, don't tell me.
I wasn't going.
You intelligence fellows are pretty smart. I mean, buying a broken-down farm for a cover. Well, don't worry, Mr. Douglas. Or whatever your number is. Your secret is safe with me. Even if I'm captured, I won't talk. They can beat me. They can torture me. They can even brainwash me.
That wouldn't take any more than a damp towel.
Oh. It's those fast answers that keeps the other side guessing.
Yeah, yeah, we're fast with the cracks.
Well, good luck, Mr. Douglas.
Isn't that the most...
So you're a secret agent.
Ab.
Oh, I didn't mean to say it so loud. Boy, that 235 sure has a sexy voice. Then I guess you intelligence guys run into a lot of that.
Not as much as we'd like to.
Well, you go call you-know-who, and I'll cover you from down here.
Good boy. I'll mention you in my report.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, Brad Wingate. Lydia sends her love.
Lydia?
Yeah, he's split up with Carol.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. The way he was making eyes at Myrna, I knew he'd come close.
You're very observant.
What did Brad want?
He wanted my decision, and I told him.
Didn't he get your letter?
I just mailed it.
Well, maybe you didn't put enough stamps, honey.
Well, please, Lisa, I've had all I can stand for one day. It all started out peacefully enough. I went into the Drucker store to buy you a present.
Where is it?
I didn't get it.
Why not?
Well, I didn't have time. I got this letter from Brad Wingate, and the next thing I know, they're all trying to convince me to stay. And finally, when I said I would, all of a sudden they got suspicious. And they accused me of everything from counterfeiting to smuggling wetbacks.
Well, they're your friends.
Some friends.
They're just trying to get you to go straight.
I am going to go straight to a psychiatrist and get some therapy.
That will be good for your back.
It's not my back that hurts, it's my come in.
What's wrong with your come in?
There's nothing wrong with my...
Mr. Douglas, these fellas have something to say to you. Go ahead, Haney.
Mr. Douglas, I'm sorry. It's my fault that folks were suspicious of you.
And we're sorry because we listened to him.
Yes, Mr. Douglas, we know you didn't do no counterfeiting, no whiskey-making, no wet-bagging.
Yeah, we know you're an American backbone just like us.
Well, now that we got that cleared up, Mr. Douglas, would you like to tell us about some of your cases?
Cases? How many foreign agents you killed?
Yeah, did you kill them with a knife or a gun?
Gentlemen, you found me out. My real name is not Oliver Wendell Douglas. In Washington, I'm known as 198. And Hortense Kalish here is known as 372942.
42, I'm not.
Hortense, these gentlemen have found us out. We're at your mercy. A year ago, I bought this farmhouse for a cover. Now, if you go blabbing it all over, well, you can imagine what might happen to us.
42.
Gentlemen, in the interests of national security, I want you to go back home and forget you ever knew us.
Yes, sir.
Oliver, why did you tell them I have a size 42?
That's a number I picked out of the air.
Well, you could have picked out a smaller number.
Look, Hortense, I don't want to have any trouble with you, or I'm going to have you deported.
Look, number 198, you may be an undercover agent, but from now on, you'll be sleeping under those covers by yourself. This is 37, 24, 21, signing off. Bang the side of your head, darling.
Thank you.
in a Filmways presentation, darling.
Thank you.